Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as MAP. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. Listen to Mysteries About True Histories on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the world of Bobby Wonder. It's been a quiet week in Pflugerville, but I have a feeling that's all about to change. I heard the sound of lightning and thunder a few minutes ago, and when troubles come, and lightning always strikes, even on a clear day. Oh, I shouldn't have to explain this to you. Keep up, people. Oh, and I've decided to take a little break from directing plays and musicals, you know. Let the creative well fill back up again. In the meantime, I'm very focused on one of my other special skills. Baking! Oh, I can bake with the best of them. I'm famous on Florp for my flapple turnovers. They are amazing. Anyway, let's get over to Bobby's room where I'm about to pull a sheet of Primo chocolate chip cookies out of the oven.
Your tiny chef's hat is cracking me up. I can't believe Florp sent you an entire kitchen special delivery. You've got a tiny stove, a bunch of tiny baking pans, and a super small blender.
Oh, I've got the works, Bobby Wonder. Mixing bowls and knives and spoons and measuring cups. I need the full arsenal if I'm going to win the Pflugerville Bake Off. These people, they have no idea who they're dealing with. I'm a master baker extraordinaire. Ask anyone.
Okay. Hey, evil Mr. Limpball, is Grabstack a great baker?
I have my doubts.
Well, you're a limpball. Heck, you can't even eat. You know nothing about the culinary delights in the Grabstack kitchen. Here, Bobby, try one of these Supremo Floplet cookies.
I think it's called chocolate.
Not on Florp. On Florp, chocolate is floplet, and an apple is a flapple. We have covered this about 1,000 times. Anyway, here's a whole plate of floplet cookies, fresh out of the oven. What the? You ate the whole batch.
Well, each cookie is only about the size of a dime. So really, a dozen is like one cookie. Also, they're overcooked.
Overcooked? Have you lost your mind? They're perfect.
Nope. Definitely overcooked. I think I might have chipped a tooth.
Oh, now I see the problem. I had the oven set a tad too high. Mr. Pencil, have you been in the kitchen again?
I was looking for Miss Paperclip. I thought she might be in the oven.
Now, why would Miss Paperclip be in the oven? And even if she was, why would you turn the heat up?
Oh, Miss Paperclip likes a hot yoga session, really hot.
Oh, hello. Did someone say Miss Paperclip? I'm in the oven.
Oh, the whole kitchen is contaminated. Oh, I'll need to do a total washdown. There's a talking paperclip in my oven. I just gotta put on these oven mitts.
I'll save you, Miss Paperclip.
Don't jump in the oven, Mr. Pencil.
Oh, I'm fine. It's like a spa day in here.
I'm gonna need my rolling pin, some flour, and some bowls. A new batch of flocolate cookies coming right up. Don't anybody go anywhere.
Is that a train I hear? It sounds like it's coming this way.
Oh, I think you might be right. That does sound like a train.
But there are no trains in Pflugerville. That can only mean one thing.
Someone built a train?
No, silly. That train has got to be Mighty Mila. But why would she transform into a train?
You might be right, Bobby Wonder. That crafty Mighty Mila can transform into anything. And being a train sounds pretty fun. But I'm right in the middle of a bake here. And have my tiny oven mitts on.
The bake will have to wait. We need to investigate this Mighty Mila train situation pronto. Time for my cape and mask. Bobby Wonder!
Don't you touch anything, Mr. Pencil, and don't get in the oven. It's not a spa resort, it's kitchen.
Let's get in the oven.
Or we can jump in the blender.
Let's bake.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about leaving those bozos in your room with my custom kitchen. They'll probably try to cook dirt. Let's get this Mighty Mila situation figured out fast.
She's over that-a-way, coming out of the mountains. And look, Robozuki is laying train tracks in front of her.
Oh, that robot's talented. And only one eyeball. How does he do it?
Lucy Wow really does know how to build a robot.
If only this one hadn't turned out to be our arch enemy.
I'm going in. Hang on.
Oh, say, these oven mitts are warm. I should wear them on our flights of fancy more often. Really takes the chill off. No! You know, I have to say, that was one of your better landings. I'm still in my pouch and none of my body parts fell off.
Thanks, Grabstack. I think I land better on moving objects. Mighty Mila!
Uh-oh, we've woken the beast.
I was wondering when you'd show up, Bobby Blunder. Enjoy the ride.
She's speeding up. Come on, Grabstack. We have to get inside and stop this thing before it slams into something.
Inside? Oh, please, I'm not going inside Mighty Mila. That's just too weird.
How else are we going to stop this thing?
Oh, you can't stop me. I'm Mighty Mila the train. Keep building those tracks, Robozuki.
Where are all these tracks coming from anyway?
Robozuki built them at my secret hideout. And they're using their tractor beam eyeball to lay them all out in front of me. Robozuki is a much more industrious sidekick than Blabstack.
Hey, I bake!
But why drive a train all the way through Pflugerville?
To get to the water tower, of course. Keep up, Bobby Birdbrain. I'm going to knock over the water tower, and then Pflugerville will be waterless!
Waterless? Oh, what will I use to make my bread dough? You know I have this sourdough starter that's to die for. Been in the Grabstack family for generations.
Talk about baking later, Grabstack. Right now, we need to save the Pflugerville Water Tower. Taking off! I'm going to try ramming into Robozuki with my head. Hang on!
Oh, well, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Robozuki, you're laying the tracks all over the place. Too many curves, little buddy.
Boy, that Robozuki is really good at dodging. But I got him this time. I'm going in super hot.
Oh, this can't end well.
Sorry about that, Mr. Cow. I'm going to fix that fence just as soon as I stop this train that's also Mighty Mila.
Who knows what Mighty Mila the train will clobber? She could destroy my fancy kitchen on her way to the Pflugerville Water Tower. She doesn't know her own strength. I can relate. I used to do bodybuilding, but my arms got so big I couldn't fit into my three-piece suit. Had to give it up. Everyone, things are not looking good in Pflugerville. Mighty Mila the train is barreling towards the water tower, and we're running out of time to stop her. And Bobby nearly hit a cow. Stakes are high, folks. Let's get back to the action.
Mighty Mila! Bobby Moo Moo.
I think we might be in trouble, Grabstack. Mighty Mila is too strong.
Oh, nonsense. You're at your best when the chips are down. I've seen it. You're Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. I'll say it three times.
Maybe you're right, Grabstack. I have an idea.
Does it involve crashing and having my elbow fall off?
It sure does.
What are you doing?
Flying straight up into the sky.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I need to have a big crash landing.
Oh, I was afraid you're going to say that. I need more seat belts and a bigger helmet and another set of oven mitts to protect my tiny paws.
Hang on, Grabstack.
Oh, no. This is bad.
What is it, Grabstack? Did your elbow fall off?
My teeth are missing.
What? Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, wait. I found them. They're stuck in my oven mitt. Note to self, don't bite your oven mitts.
Good as new. Clickety-clack. Now, why'd you slam into the ground and make a giant hole?
Because Mighty Mila the train is coming right for us, and she'll fall right in here.
Bobby, one problem with your master plan.
What's that?
We're in the hole!
Take cover!
Well, that's unfortunate. Mighty Mila transformed into a paper airplane. She's flying right over the hole.
She's good.
Come on, Bobby. I got an idea. Get us airborne.
You got it, my best good buddy. She transformed back into the train? And she's still headed right for the water tower.
Get ready to go waterless, Pflugerville. T-minus 10 seconds to water tower impact. 10, 9, 8.
Get over there by Robozuki and fast.
On it. Hey, what's that great smell?
Oh, well, I brought a freshly baked florp loaf with me. Thought we might be out for a while and I'd need a snack. But no robot can resist the smell of a freshly baked florp loaf.
It does smell good. Can I eat it?
Well, get over there by Robozuki and we'll lure him away from the water tower.
Oh, right. Great plan.
5, 4, 3...
Oh, we got its attention. The florp loaf is working. Now lure him to the right of the water tower.
Robozuki used his tractor beam eyeball to take the florp loaf right out of your paws.
These darn oven mitts, I can't hold on to anything.
2, 1, impact! Hey, where's the impact? Robozuki, you turned me in the wrong direction. You got a florp loaf? Oh, that is good bread.
Mighty Mila the train drove right into the Pflugerville Bay. I hope she's okay.
You crashed my train into the Pflugerville Bay.
Hi, Mighty Mila. That was really cool how you were a train. I wish I could do that.
Florp loaf. It's small. But it's Mighty.
Oh, well, this is just perfect. Mighty Mila ate my snack.
It's okay, Grabstack. You can always bake another one. The important thing is that we saved the Pflugerville Water Tower.
Just you wait, Bobby Breadstick. One of these days, I'm gonna win, and win big. Come on, Robozuki. We've got some mayhem to plan.
Well, Bobby Wonder, you saved the day again. You're getting pretty good at that.
Thanks, Grabstack. And your baking skills really helped. We wouldn't have had a chance if Robozuki hadn't gone after that florp loaf.
What can I say? I was born to bake. and eat. And I'm hungry. Let's get back to your room so I can whip up a pie. I got a hankering. Oh, maybe I'll make a key lime pie. Ooh, that'd be good. Tricky, those key limes, though. You really have to watch what you're doing.
Go, kid, go.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.